Welcome back to Techonomics. I'm your host, Jason Middleton. For this segment, we'll get mega. The Bay Area is a mega region with 12.2 million residents, and we're growing all the time. The Northern California mega region is one of the largest and fastest growing in the U.S., but the rapid speed and scale at which it is taking shape is creating mega problems that highlight the urgent need for greater collaboration, investment, and planning in the areas of housing, transportation, education, and economic development. Oh, and goods movement, too. This is all according to a new report from the Bay Area Council Economic Institute. The report is called The Northern California Mega Region, Innovative, Connected, and Growing, and it shows the challenges surrounding the rise of the NorCal Mega Region. The report examines the NorCal Mega Region and offers a series of recommendations for expanding transportation and goods movement connections. I spoke with Dr. Micah Weinberg earlier this week. He's the executive director of the Bay Area Council Economic Institute.
Micah Weinberg, president of the Bay Area Council Economic Institute.
Let's start at the 30,000-foot level with this, okay? Because you've got a mega report for our mega region that's just getting more mega all the time.
It is.
So what are your two-inch headlines that you took away from this? And then we'll get in and unpack a little bit more.
Well, the challenge is that the job growth is happening in the inner Bay Area, and the population growth is happening in the outer Bay Area and outside of the Bay Area. So this creates a big problem. We have the most mega commuters of any region in the United States.
Okay, mega commute. Let's define that.
So that's over 90 minutes on the road. Some folks may be listening to us right now. I'm sorry. And so we need to do a couple of things. We need to get those people from where they are to where their jobs are more quickly. And we need to do a better job of putting jobs outside of the core Bay Area.
Are we facing some infrastructure problems or challenges?
Yes. All of them. So we're competing against other mega regions in the rest of the world, mega cities or whatever it is that you want to call them. Mm-hmm. And in almost all the rest of those countries, the federal government is investing tremendously in high-speed rail and in roads and so on and so forth. We don't really do that much here anymore.
Right.
And so the roads aren't in good shape. Our rail systems are decades behind. And we need a massive investment in infrastructure here in the Bay Area.
It sounds like Governor Brown is really in favor of the high-speed rail, but those have always been seen as boondoggles.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. Certainly around the world, they're seen as important public goods. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just in France, and getting from Paris to Brussels in an hour and 20 minutes was quite nice. Without focusing too much on this specific high-speed rail line, we just need higher-speed, better-connected rail service across the across the mega region and across the state. So that isn't just high-speed rail. That's also improving the ACE train that comes over the Altamont Corridor. It's also improving the Capital Corridor train that comes in from Sacramento. So it's all of the above, not just one project in the valley.
I see what you mean. But it sounds like we are gridlocked, for lack of a better word. And honestly, that's very sad because it seems like this problem should have been addressed a long, long time ago.
Oh, yes. That's true. And we're doing a few things, but we're really not expanding our capacity in the way that we really need to. It's already had a major impact, not only on people's ability to move around the area, but also on our ability to move goods around the area, because our trains for goods are backed up with our trains for commuters, and our trucks for goods are on the same road. And so all this is snarled in a way that doesn't just impact people. It also impacts our country's economy.
Right. So Bay Area Council, where are you guys coming down on this as far as suggestions or recommendations?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are basically two things. We need to improve our infrastructure. We need to improve our rail lines. We need to improve our roads, and we need to make major investments in those. But then we also need to invest in areas outside of the Bay Area. So we're an advocate for the Bay Area. We're fantastically happy that there's been so much economic development here. But we need a broader footprint of economic development. So we recommend things like more investments in the California State University system, a tax credit for venture capital invested outside of the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't be putting all of the eggs for California in the Bay Area basket. We need to see growth in Stockton, in Sacramento, in Monterey, and elsewhere throughout the state.
Now, when you're talking about a mega region, you just mentioned Stockton, let's say, for instance, right?
Yeah.
I have a producer who comes in from Tracy every day.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
Yeah. No, right. Seriously, I feel bad.
No, Tracy's great, but it takes a while to get here.
Yeah. You said you got from Paris to Brussels in 80 minutes. It takes me 80 minutes to get 14 miles to the Oakland Hills where I live. So, so before we get levitating cars,
right?
But I guess I'm concerned, like, this study is wonderful. It right. really points out a lot of stuff that needs to happen, but I'm worried that it's just going to sit there on somebody's desk again.
Well, I mean, that's the nice thing about being the Bay Area Council Economic Institute, is that, you know, we're working with an organization that is backed by the largest businesses in the world, frankly, that are working constructively on this all the time. So we're working to get more funding for transportation at the state level, at the federal level. We're working on improving the 101 corridor and so on. So these recommendations don't just, you know, sit somewhere in an ivory tower, but are both informed by and then inform significant advocacy efforts by the business community in the Bay Area.
So, Dr. Weinberg, you're here with me today. Do you have to go out and do some more dog and pony kind of shows to raise awareness around this?
Yes, lots of shows. We had a great event in Sacramento and Oakland last week. We're going to be going to San Joaquin Valley, you know, doing a lot of media, but then doing a lot of advocacy, talking to members of the legislature, local government officials, and even the federal government, because infrastructure funding really has to come from the federal government. We had Representative Eric Swalwell, who represents a part of the mega region, on a panel that we did last week. And I said, hey, man, let's get this going, because ultimately that scale of investment really needs to happen at the federal level.
Where can I send listeners to for more data for the Bay Area Council's new report?
BayAreaEconomy.org has this report and all the rest of our reports and statistics that I think will be really useful for your listeners' lives. If they want to understand what's going on with their commutes, if they want to understand what's going on with housing affordability, all that is at BayAreaEconomy.org.
Okay, because housing affordability is kind of a paroxysm.
Housing affordability is what's driving a lot of this. Why is so much growth happening in the outer mega region and not in the core Bay Area? Because nothing's being built here, and the housing prices are half what they are here in Sacramento and a third what they are in San Joaquin. So our housing affordability crisis isn't just a problem for the people living in the Bay Area. It's increasingly a problem for the entire Northern California mega region. So these things are completely tied up together.
Can you come back in a couple months so we can get a check-in?
Sure, absolutely. And we'll have everything solved by then.
Okay, good. Thank you, Dr. Weinberg. I'm glad to hear that. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
That's Dr. Micah Weinberg. He's the executive director of the Bay Area Council Economic Institute. Now, the institute is a public-private partnership of business, labor, government, and higher education that works to foster a competitive economy in California and the Bay Area, including San Francisco, Oakland, and Silicon Valley. We'll give Dr. Weinberg a few weeks and have him back on the air to discuss his progress in solving all of our problems. That's it for this week's Techonomics. Please tune us back in on Sunday at noon. We're also online all week long at KGORadio.com. For producer Leanna Wilcox, I'm Jason Middleton. Have a great week.